But as promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback for Jacksonville. First-team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler. He had three tackles and a pass defense. He had an interception as well on Sunday. For the season, 25 tackles, four passes defense, and an interception. He was a national champion and a consensus All-American at Florida State. The number 5 pick overall in 2016. Jacksonville is at Indy on November 11th, a CBS game. Today, Jalen Ramsey appears courtesy of the new Old Spice foamer. Jalen, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, Jalen. First off, let me say this. I respect the fact that you're coming on today because I've done this a long time. A lot of guys coming off a tough loss would not want to make a media appearance, even if they committed to it. So let me start right there. How you feeling right now in the midway mark of this season?
It's a little frustrating not being where we thought we would be as a team, but it's perfect for us because our bye comes directly in the midpoint of our season. So we have 8 games left. So I'm feeling really optimistic about the rest of the season and these other 8 games. So we're going to, you know, kind of reload this week and then get back at it next week.
Jalen Ramsey, my guest, you know, it's always good fodder for people to try and figure out what's going on inside your locker room when they're not inside the locker room. So it's very easy on the outside to look in and say, man, these guys, they must be panicking. All hell must be breaking loose. Except we're not on the inside. You are. Is there any sense of that on the inside of that locker room? And what's the mood right now?
No. I mean, the sense right now going on in the locker room is basically what I just said. I mean, everybody knows that. We have things to correct, and we're not where we want to be. We're not in the ideal position that we want to be in, but there's a lot of football left to be played, and that's the great thing about the NFL is there is a lot of football left. So we're all optimistic. We know we're going to come back, hopefully reloaded and ready to go the rest of the eight games we have.
We're talking to Jalen Ramsey. Jalen, what was your reaction when you heard the report that 4 members of the secondary were detained after the incident at the nightclub in London? When you heard that, what was your reaction?
Just knowing those guys, knowing my teammates. I know they're, you know, we have good guys on the team. So I was just, you know, really wondering what happened, wondering if those guys were okay. I knew it, you know, kind of had to be you know, something going on. I wasn't quite sure, but I was just trying to make sure everybody was okay. And I'm glad they were. And I'm glad, you know, the situation got handled however it got handled.
Did, in your opinion, did that impact the way anybody played? Did that impact the outcome of the game in any way?
I don't think so. You know, as a team, we're a really close team. So everybody stuck together and, support each other.
We're talking to Jalen Ramsey. Let me ask you this. You've got a bye coming up. In fact, you're in the middle of the bye right now. And you face the Colts on November 11th. How do you approach the bye? For instance, do you try to unplug and get away from football, or do you stay completely locked in on everything that's happening around the league?
As a fan of the game, first and foremost, we definitely kind of stay locked into what's going on around the league, and especially with our bye coming right here at the trade deadline, we're definitely, you know, tuned in to things that might be happening around the league, and just being fans of the game, first and foremost, we're all always tuned in. We never, you know, check completely out, but we're definitely going to take this week to regroup and reload for when we come back.
We're talking to Jalen Ramsey of Jacksonville. You know, I know you had the birth of your daughter right before the year started. You and your family did a mini documentary with Park Stories, and one of the things that your father, Lamont, talked about is the parents are taught that they're supposed to sacrifice so their kids can have more than they had in life. As you look back on your childhood and the way your parents invested time and energy to make sure that you grew up surrounded by love and a position to succeed, what does that mean to you, especially now that you're a parent?
It means everything. My parents always supported me and my brother in everything we did and always, you know, showed us love. But until you kind of have your own, you never really understand that love that, your parents kind of have for you. So now that I have my own little one in my life, I truly understand the sacrifices my parents made for me, and I'm just even more appreciative.
Now, your workout regimen is the stuff of legend. It goes back to childhood. For example, you would go to school and football practice, and on top of that, you would go through workouts with your father. What were those workouts like, and then how much did you feed off of those workouts?
Yeah, I mean, they were intense, but I knew it's what I needed to get my game to go to the next level. I dedicated myself to the game at an early age, and I always wanted to be the best, and I knew my dad would be the one to push me to be the best and do the things that I knew I could do and accomplish in my life. So, you know, I kind of owe it all to him and everybody I kind of grew up around, my brother and my friends, my mom, just everybody in my family who really supported me. And I just had to believe in them, honestly.
You know, it's interesting on the way up to do it like that and to use that approach, and it worked, right? But then you arrive in the NFL and then you become an All-Pro. You can train anywhere you want now, L.A., Miami, anywhere in the world, but still you choose to go back home to Smyrna, Tennessee. Train with your pops, train with your brother in the garage. What are those training sessions like, and what do you take away from them now at this point in your career?
Those are the guys who've known me all my life. They've helped me get to the point that I'm at now to be able to live out my dreams. And why would I abandon it? That's something that I trust in. I trust in the workouts. I trust in the regimen that I have at home. And, I mean, not only that, but like I said, I get to be home. So I get to spend time, good quality time with my family.
Jalen, one thought about this season. It's a team sport, right? You win as a team, you lose as a team, but you're an extremely proud guy. You've worked your ass off to get where you are right now. You put the time in. How trying and challenging has this season been on you personally?
I'm a super ultra competitor. So at the end of the day, I always expect the best from myself. And, you know, I feel like I played well this year, but I feel like there's more I can tap into.
Jalen Ramsey, my guest, you're working with Old Spice and their new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash. Now, I'm going to assume that you're not going to endorse something that you don't like, that you don't use. So what is it about the Foamer body wash that you like so much? Take me through this.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Old Spice, I've always been an Old Spice fan since I was, you know, going on in high school and through college and now even in the NFL. Old Spice always helps me look good and smell my best on and off the field. So, you know, kind of today we're just introducing the Old Spice Foamer. And it's the new instantly lathering body wash, and it's available at Walmart. So it just really helps me, especially after long games when I come back in the locker room and I smell and I got to go out there. I got to see my daughter and I got to see my family. I get that Old Spice and I get lathered up and I get to smelling good.
We're talking to Jalen Ramsey, the new Old Spice Foamer. He appears courtesy of that today. Jacksonville's got the bye week coming up, and then they've got the Colts coming up on November 11th. That is a CBS game. Jalen, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Have a good
day. Thank you for having me.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Jalen Ramsey, as I mentioned, you go to London, you have a tough loss. There's a little bit of controversy. A lot of guys just say, you know what, I'm not doing that. I know I committed to that. I'm not doing that. I don't really feel like doing the interview. I'm not going to honor those commitments. And he did. And I appreciate it, and I respect it. Even in a conditional pitch. Let Spice get some good dudes to come on. I like that pitch, too. Hey, listen, I go out there and I have a game, put in the time. I don't smell good. My family's waiting on me. I got to lather up instantly.